One cold winter, a little girl was selling matches to make money. Well, she was so cold, she struck the matches to keep warm. In the glow of the flames, she saw her grandmother. The girl was so cold, she fainted, and in her dream, she flew off with her grandmother to where it was nice and warm.
Let me tell you about Davy Crockett. He was born in Tennessee. He was a great shot with a rifle, and he fought in the battle to win Texas from Mexico.
I shall pick this beautiful rose for my daughter, said a man breaking into the gardens of a castle. But the beast who lived there caught him. If you let your daughter come and live here, I will let you go.
And when the girl arrived, the beast was so kind to her, she kissed him, and he turned into a prince.
I am just going out, and while I'm away, I want you to get some water from the well,
said a wizard.
And no magic.
What's this?
Exclaimed a fisherman, pulling a bottle from the sea. As he took out the cork, a terrible genie appeared.
What do you mean by this, letting me go 1,000 years too late?
Roared the genie.
I don't believe you came from that small bottle,
said the quick-thinking fisherman.
Oh yes, I did, and I'll prove it.
I'm Robinson Crusoe, and I've been shipwrecked on a desert island. I was all alone until one Friday I met a new friend.
Hello, it's a me, a Friday.
We called him that because that was the day I found him. Problem is, I'm just about to be rescued. Sorry, Friday. You'll be okay, won't you?
A donkey, a dog, a cat, and a cockerel were all too old to work, so they decided to go into the town of Bremen to sing for their living. On the way, they got hungry and stopped at a house where they could see a table full of food.
It's time for a first concert,
said the dog, and they all started singing. The people that lived in the house thought the noise was a ghost, so ran away, leaving all the food.
I want to marry my girlfriend,
announced a prince.
But to be sure she is a princess, I have a little test.
And he hid a pea under a pile of mattresses. That night she tried to sleep on the bed, but couldn't because she could feel the pea.
Then she must be a princess. Hey, Heron, if you get this bone out of my throat,
coughed a wolf,
I will give you a reward.
The heron stuck his long neck into the wolf's throat and pulled out the bone with his beak. What's my reward? Asked the heron.
That I didn't bite your head off.
Three little pigs decided to build some new houses.
I shall build mine out of straw,
said the first pig.
And I'll huff and puff it down.
I shall build mine out of sticks,
said the second pig.
And I'll huff and puff it down.
I shall build mine of bricks.
Do you know how the whale got his throat?
No. How?
Well, there was a sailor shipwrecked on a raft, and he got swallowed by a whale.
Oh, poor sailor.
Well, don't worry, he was all right. He jumped up and down and he shouted and the whale spat him out, but not before he tied the raft inside the whale's mouth with his braces.
And is that why whales can only swallow small fishes?
Exactly.